what's your sign?
You always ask so many questions. I'm Pisces. I do anything for money. You've been asking all the questions. Let me ask one.
Shoot it from the hip, baby.
Are we going to bed?
All right, guys. So, how are you all doing? say
good, man.
Good, I guess.
I think you're talking to a sports guest.
No, well, we're talking sports. Obviously, they can't say anything back.
Yeah, but
so.
I thought it was just a customer. Yeah, just like
all right, friend. You're right. What up, sports guests out there? How are you all doing?
Sports. That's,
we named him that the first episode.
You'll have to tune in and listen to the first episode.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Check it out. It's with all the gang. If you haven't yet checked it out, I'm sure you'll have. We're here again. Hey, this could be the first episode they've listened to. If this is the first episode you've listened to, I hope you like it. If you do, please subscribe, comment, download the other episodes. So we're here again with Harley the General and Andrew Hoopsalot and our new guest. Well, hey, Sir Hoopsalot comes in sometimes. And our new guest, Mrs. Hoopsalot. Say hello and wave.
Hi.
Wave to the imaginary camera.
Tune in to our midnight special that happened, actually. Was that last night? No, two nights ago?
It's like three nights ago, man.
It's the last episode.
Mrs. Hoopsalot made a cameo appearance, and she was actually referred to as A-List Lissa.
Wow, I forgot. Special. I was a little bit under the influence. Yes. I don't know. I remember that. Yeah, so we had A-List Lissa on last time.
We put enough beer pong. It was fun.
Speak up a little bit for the camera, the mic, because it's going to be a little bit. Alright, so, our theme, before we talk about themes, obviously we've talked about our sponsorship.
Oh my god.
Alright, so we are again, can you turn the cold air up a little bit?
It's getting hot in this peasy.
It sure is, it's getting hot up in dinner at Jacob's place.
A lot of sports guests tuning in, I guess, it's getting
Tell them what the name is again, Sir Hoopsalot.
The name of what?
Of this podcast?
It is Dinner at Jacob's Place.
What is that?
Dinner at Jacob's Place.
What's that? Dinner at Jacob's Place. Yeah. All right, so.
Answer the question for you.
Now that I've taken my jacket off, we are sponsored again once and always by Bud Light Beer. Preferably bottles, because there are scratchers on them. And not only are scratchers good for drawing penises, but also, if you have a beer and you don't want to get other people's germs, you can write simply, Catherine, or Katie, or Caroline, or Camille, other K names. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does.
Speaking of scratchers, if you want to win the jackpot, like literally win billions of dollars, have Jordan Scritch Scratch, buy a scratcher for you from your, regular.
Let me scratch for you too.
Grocery store, liquor store, lottery store, whatever. And honestly, every time he gets a fucking scratcher, he wins. He wins.
Only every time.
How many, like, Scritch Scratch, tell him, like, about your experience with lottery tickets.
Well, I've definitely cried over them. All right, so one time, one time I'm with, you all know Kelchip Black, another member of our podcast, Alex Jacob, or it's named after Dinner Jacob's Place, and God damn, it's fucking hot in here.
Yeah, turn that shit up, man.
Yeah, God damn, it's hot. It's hot in this car.
This bitch.
All right, it can't be that loud.
That's because.
Can you turn that, thing off? Sorry, we're in a car, so we're trying to figure this thing out.
So as you may guess, we're not at Jacob's Place.
This is Dinner Jacob's Place. This is car edition.
Drive-through edition.
Yeah, thank you. This is the drive-through edition. Do you think they can hear that?
Do you want cold air or do you not want cold air?
I do want cold air.
You have to make a choice.
We need cold air.
Okay,
man.
Okay, you're right. We need cold air. Okay, I'll face it away. Okay,
can't have
so.
Your cake and eat it too, man.
I can definitely, as long as it's porn cake. Please, this is the theme relationship, but please don't kiss for too much. You can kiss, but not the whole time for this. Okay, so, I might have let it on. Our theme today is relationships. If you hadn't already guessed by my Mrs. Hoopsalot reference, we have a couple in the back. Say hi together in unison.
Hi.
Yeah, that was perfect. That was perfect.
That was awful.
All right, so I guess the easiest and first question is, how long have you two been dating?
Well, I'm going to leave this to Mrs. Hoops a lot. I've been on the show for a little while, so please. She's getting her airtime. So.
Pretty sure you've answered that question every time
I have.
On the show before.
I have. That's another reason.
Have we really?
We've talked about this multiple times.
We've talked about her a couple times, but not how long?
Yep,
okay,
yep.
This time, break it down in terms of months, then.
How many months?
Yeah, how many months? Okay. We said years or whatever, but we've got to change it up for our listeners. And listeners like overlapping a little bit. It's cool. All right.
It's like almost three, right?
3 months?
No, 3 years.
All right, we're not doing it in years. We're doing months to make it different.
That 2 months.
I know, so 3 times 12.
Yes.
Damn, that's a long prison run.
Is
24 plus 12, which is 36.
Hooray!
Liberal studies education.
That is courtesy of New York University's liberal studies.
Yes.
Education right there.
LSP.
LSP for short.
12, yeah, so 36 months.
That is many months.
That is many months.
Many things can happen.
Moons.
Yeah. Many
moons.
Many moons.
Many moons.
So, I guess our listeners, I'm guessing some of them are not going to be getting girls, ever, or just sometime.
You are just offending
them. No, I'm just saying it. Hey, some don't.
I think you could have said it a lot later. You didn't have to just cut right to the chase.
Okay. Look, we're...
I'd be surprised if anyone had made it through to this point.
Yeah, I know. I feel like, yeah.
If you made it this far, you haven't been offended.
Some of the shit that we've said is just so ridiculous.
It's okay. It's okay. Our viewers like that, okay?
I don't want to, like, I want to make, like,
I'm kind of scared of anyone who would follow us.
To be honest, I want to make us, like, recall some of them, but I don't want to re-offend anybody that could be listening.
We're getting way too down a serious offensive track, which this is just not offensive at all. So we'll just move on to the next question then, because you guys suck. Let's see.
That's a good story.
Let's go down that road. Hooray!
Because I actually first knew Scritch Scratch.
What up?
And then I met everyone through Scritch Scratch. Because Scritch Scratch
is honestly the center of everything. You're like the oracle. You're like...
So ridiculous.
You're like the fucking bound... Well, I can't speak.
He's like Avatar.
Thank you.
You're AWOL.
You're Aang.
You're Aang, the Avatar.
Dude, you know, to interject about...
Who's AWOL?
About Avatar, I have a question. All right, we're gonna get back to how you guys
terrible,
met.
Terrible movie.
It was a pretty bad movie, but I have a question.
Avatar?
Okay, would you?
Both were shitty. All
right,
oh, no, fuck you. 3D one was.
No, that's stupid.
Suck my balls, dude.
Yeah.
So my question is
I'm here.
Oh
He's
my
like,
god.
Suck my balls. Like, hi.
It's fine.
No.
It's fine.
All right.
If you think about it, it's fine.
Oh, my God. Okay, how many times did you say that? All right, so I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
Now, I had this girl that I was seeing.
Is this the porn star?
No, not...
No, not the porn star.
But actually.
No, not the porn... No, not the porn star. So she, like, one of the things she would do is she would, like, text me in Navi-E. Like, she knew the entire language of Avatar. Yeah, like, looked it up,
really
memorized the entire alphabet, and, like, would just speak to me. And I thought it was, like, kind of sick. I thought it was, like, a little bit, like, of a turn-on, because, like, somebody else knows another language. So my question is that a turn-on, or is that just, like, a weird
thing? Wait, you're talking
about
the movie from the fucking...
From Avatar.
The blue pickle. I don't
like,
even remember the language they were speaking.
Okay,
so.
Well, you remember they spoke a language that was
have,
not English.
Do they have, like, a sick accent? Like, a fucking, like, French accent
no,
or something?
Like, it was like, Navi is a perfect example of a word. It would be like, Gavi, gukluk. I don't know. What the fuck? They're fucking at blue bitches. I don't know.
I mean, how would the language sound? Did it flow nicely, or was it like a...
I don't know. I should ask her. Yeah, are you just going to answer the question? Like, we're getting National Geographic in this bitch.
I find that a little extreme.
Yeah. I mean, French, if she's, like, speaking French to you, or, like...
What if I don't know? What if Navi is French? All right, it's obviously not. So you're like right. French is a little bit better than Navi-E. Although I do, I still probably, I prefer it. Can you, okay, here's a question. When people say for the Latin language that it's dead, mm-hmm. does that mean that that people never use it anymore, or does it mean that there aren't enough words still known today to make
it just means nobody speaks it.
I'm asking the lady who speaks Latin, all right? Okay. Please, thank you, the general. Again, this is the general. We all love him.
Your answer also wasn't an option right in here. The question.
What? My, okay, well, I have two options. Yes. All right. Well, can you please stop opening the window?
It is so hot.
Okay, it is a little hot in here. Okay, fine. When a car comes, you gotta close it. Alright, yeah, we have the mics and all the recording equipment in here. We had to bring it. It's pretty crazy. So, God, what was my question? What
is it dead because no one speaks it, or just because we don't have enough?
Yeah, we don't have enough words.
I mean, you can, like, I don't know. I mean, like, languages are always evolving.
Well, this but is it's not. An answer.
Okay, shush. It's just. It's actually just dead because it's not spoken anymore. Because there's not enough things to like. Yeah, there's not enough real words, and then also it's a written language. You can decipher it, but you can't really speak it.
Like nobody just chills and is like, "What's up? Let's talk and run."
Yeah, because it's like I don't know, and it's also not meant for that. Like they didn't. They wouldn't speak in Latin. They would only like write in Latin.
So never ever was there a time that anybody spoke in Latin.
No, well, they all spoke there was, in Latin,
but they. But no, it's just like.
I'm not sure.
It was probably really like not dumbed down but simplified because Latin has so many endings for everything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's,
like what?
I can say am. Yeah. I am a. I arm is as is.
What?
As I don't know. We had to memorize these in high school.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
No, but back in, like, the ancient times, they spoke Latin, though, and wrote in Latin. But it's just, like, we don't have enough, like, technology or, like, we don't have enough information supplied that we could actually understand what, like, how it's spoken. We only could see how it's, like, written because there's no, like, recordings of it. It's just all, like, pamphlets and, like, shit like that.
Pamphlets. Join the Latin church. Amiari.
And, like, manuscripts and stuff like that. So, like, we only understand it.
But if you but if you can't just, but like if the words are not enough words, then how can you go back and look at Latin things? Can you be easily getting that wrong? Are you burning the window?
That's not good.
Can I have my letter back?
No. What?
It's fine.
That's really
it's
not good.
All right. Well, sorry, sports guest. We interrupted the podcast for a little fire. Obviously, you know how it happens. Shit does roll. Okay, so let's move on from this Latin debacle.
Yeah, this is very interesting.
It is really interesting. Our viewers are smart, lonely people. all right, so back to the story. I cut you off earlier. Back to the story of how you guys met.
Oh, yes.
When did you realize, you know what? Maybe we should join into a relationship, into a couple, and say, will you be my boyfriend? Will you be my girlfriend? Well, I guess that would be the opposite accents. But still, you know what I'm asking. Did you guys go to a Mexican restaurant? Was there a parade in town? Like, what? Like, when was it just like, all right, what is? Let's get this going.
Well, as she mentioned before, Sir Hoops-a-Lot. I mean, not Sir Hoops-a-Lot. You, Jordan Scritch Scratch. We had like all know like obviously you're like my best friend.
See?
One of my best friends.
See,
and she knew you through your cousin.
Oh God! All right, let's just not talk about it.
And then you guys got to know each other, and then I met her through you. And actually, we knew each other for what like 2 years before like things got more serious.
Well, I didn't really know you. We were like acquaintances.
Yeah,
but you're just too good looking. He's had to grab his tiger fierce. It's a new word, tiger fierce is an adjective now. Alright, so continue, sorry.
Tiger fierce.
And then, I mean, it really just kind of just erupted out of nowhere.
Like, it's a very weird word in a relationship.
Well, it was, okay, well, no, it didn't just, okay, so then, whatever, Mika's party.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Mika!
It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Mika! We definitely got to tell her to listen to this. All right.
I'm sure she'll appreciate this section.
All right, continue.
Anyway, I actually, the night that Andrew asked me out, we had been dating. Ahead.
You gotta go very in depth.
Oh my god. Okay, well, pretty much, he was just, I just was like, oh, he's never gonna. Well, we were dating for like long, we were like hooking up for like a really long time.
Because we met at this party, this infamous party known as
Tell him about that.
Alright, so this party was fucking awesome.
Jock Jams.
It's called Jock Jams.
It was right before this girl senior year.
This girl we knew told us that she was gonna, her parents were gonna be on, she was gonna have a party, and she stupidly put us in charge of her guest list.
And told us, and everything else.
Even though we did not go to the same school as her, we knew her, but she had like all the, she had like friends from her school, but still she put us in charge of the fucking guest list. And so we literally invited all of our friends and like
two or three
of her friends made the guest list, and so it was our party at her house.
It was
with a ton of girls.
This is our guest list.
No, it was a lot of girls.
So this is our fucking guest.
I was gone that weekend. The entire week at school, you're like, Harley, you ready for Jock Jams this weekend?
I'm not going. My bad.
You're not there?
No, dude.
You know what I don't trust you, Jock to remember?
I was on like a boating trip or something that weekend.
That's so white.
Well, like wakeboarding is a black sport or something. It's very white, dude. People got on their jet copters and fucking wakeboard.
I don't think that's a thing.
Okay, so, fine.
Anyway, this was our popping party, and we happened to bring like fog machines and all this random ass shit, like lit up the smoke alarms and stuff. But way too much booze for our own good. And yeah, I was there with my friend Mark and A-list Lissa, Miss Hoopsalot. Was not Miss Hoopsalot then, but she was just A-list Lissa. She showed up. And we actually had intentions of seeing other people that night. And then we just kind of, through fate, just ended up together.
Who did you have the intention of? Big Diddy Mika? Yeah, Mika!
No, it was Hannah, I think. And then there was something going on with you and Jake, right? Or there was like a little something. And then it ended up just flip-flopping. He ended up with Hannah, and then I ended up with you.
Oh, wow, I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, and then, just like, yeah, as I said, just like, through a matter of, like, not coincidence, it was just fate, I guess.
And you both are bossy, so you can't stay away from each other.
It sparked off an outrage of the hostess.
Oh, God, I remember that.
And pretty much she kicked...
Almost got kicked out
because she had some strong feelings.
That's actually kind of... All right, wouldn't you say it's actually a little nice, though? If you were a girl, let's say, and you were going to it was a part of your house, and some other girl came over, and you weren't together, like you and Mr. Hoopsalot weren't together, but you wanted to be with him, and then they started making out, like wouldn't you kick her out?
No.
Really?
No, I had no idea that they were together.
Yeah, I know. No, I know, but she did, and she didn't kick you out.
I'm saying she didn't. If I knew, because I didn't know you and Mika.
Well, it wasn't even really that big. All right, well, I don't know what I'm saying, but I mean, I'm not talking for you.
I just mean
it wasn't like what you guys have now.
That's like cheating. if that was the case.
I
wouldn't kick some girl out of, because then I would get mad at the dude, because it's not the girl's fault.
It's the opposite.
The one who has the allegiances. Don't get mad at the girl.
I found the same for girls. Like, if I had a girlfriend, and, like, I do. I have, like, 8 girlfriends.
Catch yourself.
Yeah.
That's a very loud laugh.
It's good. Please, I laugh really loud on this podcast. We're having a good time. Yeah, please. We're glad to have you on the podcast.
What?
So, have you guys ever seen this movie called The Virginity Hit?
I've heard of it.
Will Ferrell and Adam McKay made it.
Isn't it really shitty, though?
You know, it's awesome. It's like
low budget though, right?
The point of it is for it to be a mockumentary, obviously. But the difference is it's the best, like whether like it's pretty funny, but whatever you think about that, it's the best made mockumentary ever.
Really?
Like it really does seem like a documentary in almost everything, as opposed to like Spinal Tap is, people could say like the best mockumentary. But you can obviously tell it is, you know, not real. It's not a real documentary. Mm-hmm. Long, like, the way there's just too much ridiculous stuff. And this is just made in such a way where it's just like...
It like seems,
it's like an actual dog. Yeah, it actually is like a... It's actually a documentary.
Funny?
Yeah, it's great. It's fucking awesome. It's a great movie. I also... What else? Oh, Confessions of a Superhero.
Yeah.
All of you sports guests, definitely should check that out. It's on Netflix. It's about,
Oh, my God.
That was so scary.
Oh what?
Oh, my God. Confessions
that,
of a fucking
superhero. We watched a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah. You guys were... Yeah.
And so, Jordan Tanowski... Or...
Just Skitscratch.
Skitscratch.
It's cool. You can see my last name's on there. So.
Skitscratch's brother's bed is like the most. That sounds weird.
Silk sheets, y'all.
I did not sleep with his brother, but.
Yeah, he was not around, so don't worry.
It was a casual night of raging at the Tandowski or the Skitscratch household.
That's so
and,
fucked up.
And yeah, he slept on Noah Scritchity's bed, and apparently it was
no,
heaven.
No, Ethan. Ethan Scritchity's.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely Ethan
Scritchity's.
Yeah, it was E Street, we'll call him. What was I talking about? Oh, okay, Confessions of a Superhero. So you should definitely check this out. It is about the Kodak, the Chinese Kodak Theater, for all of you that don't know it, is in L.A. It's a place where they premiere many, many high-quality films. And this is about four performers who walk on the street, not employed by the theater, yet still walk for tips from tourists coming and taking pictures with them. We got the Hulk, we got the Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman. And each one has got a separate story, so check it out. Alright, so we're moving back to our original theme of relationships. Okay, here is, we'll start out with this for a little bit of positiveness. Why don't each of you look at each other? Look at each other.
This is like a dating game.
I know.
Well, the theme is relationships. So, all you two look at each other. Obviously, you can't see for the camera. I'm not asking you to kiss. That'd be weird. Don't do it for the podcast. But, okay, what's your favorite thing about Alyssa? Why were you like, I gotta be with Alyssa? Alyssa.
What's my favorite thing about her?
All right, what's the quirkiest thing? All right.
Okay.
The general's leaving for a pee.
The quirkiest thing about her.
Yeah. Like, the weirdest thing. The weirdest, like, best thing.
I think the best thing is, like, everyone notices, especially because, like, the amount that we've Skyped together, is that we just make random noises.
Yeah.
And sometimes we, like, we pretty much will go on for, like, at least, like, 5 minutes, like, pretty much communicating by just making random-ass fucking noises.
Example.
And, like, her, like, we'd be Skyping, and, like, her roommates in New York would be like, oh, this is making random noises. I guess that just means that she's Skyping again.
Yeah.
Like, can you maybe do a bird call now?
A bird call?
And she's like, wow, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, wow. Or, like,
D?
Yeah. BD?
And just, like, random shit like that.
It's
pretty fucking tight, dude.
How does it happen for about your side for a fraternity house? Do you not like at least you're like no, but girls can do some very flowery stuff, and it's not like a huge deal. If you're in a fraternity house, do people like? I know there's like
wrong. I haven't lived in the fraternity house.
Oh yeah, that's very true. All right, that. Well, okay, well then just the guys you live with. They ever make
anyway.
Fun of you for being like banana?
Nah, they don't give a shit.
Good. What up? Shout out to Josh and all the roommates. And
Amy's like they all like that's like why we work so
and
well
Bills.
Because like they like know her and they like they know her well and they know that like I was like obviously she's really important to me but they just know that we just like work because we have very like similar personalities and we like mesh well together so
we
then
do.
Therefore
oh you're
just,
both like, fucked up in the head huh
you were both just pretty fucked up so like they just know it's like oh that's just them you know so
yeah
it's like fine
for sure
and Josh has professed his love for me so
did he.
Oh, maybe a D3, huh?
Oh.
What did Josh say?
A 3?
Whoa.
Just kidding.
All right,
we're not bringing up bad times on the podcast.
What? No, we definitely have to. You guys have had a threesome before?
No.
Yeah, okay, so something, I'm guessing.
Something.
Okay, can I guess? Can we play guess time?
Okay.
So
guess,
improv game,
guess
okay.
Times,
I'm guessing that Josh tried to get with you, maybe, and then, then I'm completely off.
No.
We're both, like, killing it. No.
Okay.
This is just, I was just making fun of Andrew.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? So, all right, let's see. How about you? What's the quirkiest thing about Drewby?
That whenever he talks very seriously, he, like, plays with his eyelash. But he always goes like this.
I don't know what it is.
She's
my eyelashes always get really tangled up.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is.
We're raising your finger up against the eye.
I go like this. I don't know what it is.
It's always like that.
Yeah,
when he has like a really important thing he's talking about, he gets really serious and he just plays with his eyelash.
That's so funny. I don't even notice it sometimes. That's fucking interesting.
See, that's what happens when you're in a relationship. Little shit gets seen. You always have a mirror with you. Why am I telling you that? okay, so let's see. Okay, what is the hardest part about having long distance long distance relationship, and what is the best advice you can give to our viewers for keeping it alive? Besides, obviously, getting naked in front of each other, because we've all done that.
I mean, I could go about this two ways. Like, either one that may not relate to more, like, as many people, but the other would actually, like, relate to more of the sports.
Hey, tell sports guests.
Well, I'd choose the latter. I mean, obviously, like, long-distance relationships for couples when they're starting is obviously difficult because it's, like, distance. And, like, especially at college because you're, like, just getting to know people. Like, when you're meeting all other people, it's still, like, stimulating being in a new environment. There's, like, temptation and all this shit. You know, that's, like, the initial, like, step one that you have to, like, get over to be able to maintain the relationship. But part of that is, like, the whole, like, being in college is, like, there's that jealousy factor. And I think that could be serious, like, detriment to a relationship when people get possessive or jealous and stuff. And, like, for us, I think it just got to a point, like, obviously initially it started like that. We were both just so worried and thinking about each other all the time. But, like, the key is just, like, it develops over time. It's just, like, not make a big deal out of stupid shit. And to really just, like...
Some good advice.
Like, just realize that, like, just be reasonable, rational people. Like, it's part of, like, human mind, honestly. It's just, like, think the most extreme things. I think, like, what's the worst that could happen? But, like, just to really, like, you just gotta, like, think that through and think, like, what's the worst that can happen? And then realize that it's, like, not possible at all. And, like, just being, like, rational and not, like, reacting on stupid shit.
Well, you were just rubbing his face, so...
Because I'm talking too much.
No, this is good. Our listeners want to know this. Really want to know this. All right, so what would... Oh, my God, I just completely forgot. Okay, so... All right, well, please, again, this whole kissing thing is outrageous.
What is... Okay, I would say Skype. Well, I don't think I could do it if there wasn't Skype. Mm-hmm. Do you think? No. No way.
How did people...
Imagine the old days when they had to write letters.
All right, well, here's my question.
No, I know. That's
did crazy. People... Okay, you know, like... Okay, for example, The Patriot. Heath Ledger, who the only person that I actually do still think about crying about when I know he's dead. Okay, so he's in The Patriot, and he's writing to this girl,
right.
Like, that he sees. He's gonna see her fucking once. Like, they live in cities way apart, and he asks, "Can I write your daughter?" Which, by now standards, like, I feel like the dad would just slap you for even, like, being like, "Why are you such a pussy?" but he did that, and my question is, he seemed hella loving, and like, oh, yeah, people back then were so, like, just, like, one person. But do you think that because of, like, if you can't even... But hold on, here's my question and my point. Okay.
Hey, don't ruin it.
Between letters and even up to the telephone before Skype, if it's as hard as it is, I can see, without Skype, do you think that they really were just closer or that they just didn't say anything and everybody hooked up with other people? Like, in the 70s when you had to just call somebody and you couldn't get a connection with the Skype to be like, oh, we're actually in a relationship because I can see you. That do you think that people were just, like, more close, or they would just be like, fuck this, I don't really talk to them that much, like, let's just get it on?
Well, I think...
You want me? Go for it.
I think, like, I mean, at a time when there was no telephone, it was also, like, society was very different. It was more, like, Victorian era, so, like, people weren't going out and,
running
like,
around.
And also, people
were, like, totally secret, they definitely...
It was a really hard comparison to make. This is a ridiculous...
Oh, Mr. General, coming out to bash me. Yeah. What were you saying? Hey, Lissa, you were saying something?
I don't entertain hypotheticals.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey, hi.
Well, hypothetically, what if you were an asshole?
That'd be weird, dude. Where would I be connected to?
Wow, I hate you. I hate you so much. I hate you.
Do you have my okay, never mind.
We're gonna have to like wrap this up.
No, we're not gonna wrap this up, dude.
I don't wanna make this an hour long podcast.
Yeah!
I'm gonna go home tonight.
We're not going home.
I have work at 8 tomorrow.
Yeah, just chill.
Okay. Somewhere 8 too.
It's definitely not long enough yet. Okay.
Yeah, 2 more minutes, I'm sorry, then I'm driving out of here.
Okay, well, we need to ask them more questions. I understand. Okay. We just need to ask more questions about it. Okay. Just chill, Harley, please.
I'm trying to go home, man.
I understand it's still for our viewers. Alright, let's stop talking about the plans until after the podcast, please.
I know you. You're going to stretch out another half hour.
I won't stretch out another half hour, okay? Just chill.
Last time, just a little bit more.
Look, just chill, okay?
How about three more questions? 11:10.
Alright, whatever. Alright, so... Dude, let's get back to the podcast. I'm sure nobody wants to listen to this.
I'm sure nobody's even left listening at this point.
Wow, are we really getting into this right now? We're really getting into this on the podcast.
Sure, I don't know. I'm just ready to go, man.
I'm sick of just having podcasts all the time.
And like...
Oh my god. Alright, Alright, we'll wrap this up then. Alright,
thanks, Scritch Scratch.
Thanks, guys, for coming. Alright, we'll see you guys later.